Welcome to Innovation Alberta, a celebration of science, research, and the inventive spirit. I'm Cheryl Croucher. You might say Calgary Technologies Inc. plays the role of den mother to startup technology companies. And CTI's latest open house and technology showcase proves yet again that Alberta's southern city is a hotbed of activity in new software, wireless technology, and even product design. These stories coming up in the next half hour on Innovation Alberta. Calgary Technologies Inc. is housed in the Alistair Ross Technology Center just north of the University of Calgary. And if the crowd at the recent CTI showcase was any indication, CTI is doing a great job of supporting and promoting Calgary's growing technology sector. John Masters is the president and CEO of Calgary Technologies Inc.
Well, this is our sixth annual anniversary of the Alistair Ross Technology Center. We opened the facility in the year 2000, and today is the penultimate celebration. We've had over 500 people attend, 40 companies and organizations showcasing their technologies. We have the launching of and planting of our Green Roof project. We have our Wireless City unveiling, and we have other organizations who are profiling their technologies.
Why did you get involved with the Green Roof Project?
Well, we were actually looking for some demonstration projects, and whether that was in information communications technologies or whether it was in environmental technologies. And so sort of put a challenge out to the staff to say, we could utilize this site to profile emerging technologies and use it as a demonstration environment to create greater awareness in the community. And that was about basically the only instructions I gave to my group. And from there, they cobblestoned this together, brought the private sector in, and a whole bunch of passionate people. And today we see the project raised over $200,000 of in-kind and cash and launched the project.
How did you feel going up in that crane?
It was lots of fun. I've been in a hot air balloon before, so the fellow was saying to us, well, you know, if it starts rotating, just hang on. And it's only 15, 20 feet, so it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
What would you say are the highlights for CTI this year?
The growth of the technology sector in Calgary, I mean, that's our raison d'etre in terms of seeing a vibrant, diversified sector. Second would be the launching of our master planning phase for the redevelopment of University Research Park. And then today. I mean, today is, and this is a pretty simple thing to put together now because we've built so much momentum. And we just see the output coming from the community to be interested in coming and participating.
With this redevelopment of the research park at the university, what is going to happen there?
Well, we're looking at trying to increase densification. So this is just, when we look at research science parks throughout the world, the number one critical success factor is its proximity to the university. So I guess you really can't have a university research park without being adjacent to a university. But there are many communities in the world who do not have the land available adjacent to the university. The foresight of the individuals who created the location for the university simultaneously with the park. But the park is a very underutilized asset. For example, on our site, we have 6 acres of land. Estimate would be maybe 700 to 800 people would work in this. We have done some sizing on sites that are half the size, and we can triple the density in a user-friendly, sustainable building environment. So we can put more people on this site, which will put less demand on the infrastructure because we're adjacent to the infrastructure, and we get greater synergies between ourselves and the university.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
That was John Masters, President and CEO of Calgary Technologies, Inc. Both floors of the Alistair Ross Technology Center were packed with people touring the CTI showcase, taking in all the different displays, and chatting with the people behind some of Calgary's up-and-coming technology stars.
My name is Hossam Kinawi. The company is Wireless Edge Canada, and I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Wireless Edge.
What is Wireless Edge? What do you do here?
Wireless Edge builds network appliances that makes network access safer and faster. We have two lines of products, SecFi, which actually sits in line and clears out all wireless traffic from viruses and spam, and iBoMa, which accelerates wireless traffic, making the end user get a very good access speed.
What have you had to do in order to develop this technology?
We had to do a lot of research with regards to wireless algorithms, with regards to hardware that we can use. The goal for us was to make our products transparent to the network and also sit in line and make it, in a lot of ways, very easy to use, giving the end user an excellent user experience.
What makes your products different from your competitors?
The fact that it's easy to use, easy to maintain, end users don't get to do any configurations on their devices, and network administrators just put the device into the network and it works.
What would be some of the applications of your technology?
For example, right now our technology is being used by a main service provider here in town to provide their clinicians and doctors with faster internet access. Before our product was deployed, access would take as long as 2 minutes to access a patient record. With our product, it now takes 20 seconds. So it's quite valuable to the end user. It provides a lot of better user experience in a nutshell.
You're working here out of the CTI building in Calgary. How has CTI helped you?
CTI is quite a unique location in the fact that it brings a lot of different companies at different stages of growth. It's also acting as a gateway for foreign companies. We do have a lot of people knocking our doors, foreign commissions, visits. We also are exposed to a lot of the provincial initiatives through being in this building.
Thank you very much, Issam.
Thank you.
My name is Barry Weiland, and I am an owner of William Dean Product Design and Development.
What is William Dean?
William Dean is a company that provides consulting services to people who wish to develop new products. So if somebody has a new product idea, you know, we want to design a new type of, a new type of toothbrush or something, we could help them out with that. We can help take the idea from concept all the way through to production.
How did you get involved in that?
Well, originally my interests were in architecture, and then I learned more about product design and development, and I then came to the University of Calgary and studied industrial design there, and have been working in one capacity or another as a consultant ever since, so about 10 or 15 years now.
And William Dean, where did that name come from?
Oh, I don't know if I can say that. It's actually our middle names.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you William or Dean?
I would be Dean.
Now, your company is just a new one. What are some of the things that you've worked on in the past?
We've worked on a variety of different types of products. Plastic enclosures for electronics, for instance. In gas detection industry, working in digital X-ray imaging equipment, working in sporting goods, working on electronic assistive devices for people with disabilities, quite a range of stuff, computers, telephones. The expertise that we bring is not in addressing any particular type of product, but bringing the design process to bear and developing just about any kind of product.
What are some of the things that a client would have to consider when they would come to you?
Well, usually a client is trying to figure out how that might work within a given business plan. So there are specific design issues, and then there are specific business issues in terms of, you know, how long is it going to take to develop the product, what are some of the costs going to be in terms of R&D costs, manufacturing costs, that type of thing, and then getting into, you know, how the product is eventually launched. And then from a product design point of view, we have to consider things like its look, its appearance, the ergonomics of it, how is it going to be used, and then manufacturability as a design issue in terms of, is this easy to manufacture, and is the design then going to be able to sort of marry those issues of use, aesthetics, product positioning, and manufacturability into a final design that can then be put out into the world and allow everybody to make a living from.
Would you be tackling new technology products?
Well, design, I think, is as a general area, it addresses the interface of people and technology. So a lot of times technologies get developed and it's like, yeah, we can do this, but from an industrial design point of view or from a general design point of view is, well, what's the impact of that in someone's life? And sort of considering it from that other perspective and that other view in terms of how do we make the introduction of any technology, new, old, existing, high, low, how do we make that really fit well within people's lives, within their dreams, within what they want to do with that product. So it could come down to a pair of garden clippers that fit really well within the hand and allow someone to trim, to work in the garden and in a really effective way, and it becomes about addressing that initial function in a way that's seamless. So the person is really achieving the direct thing that they want to do, and it doesn't become an interference in that goal. And it can be the same thing with high tech as well. What becomes the cleanest way of achieving, say, functionality, goals, the requirements of that particular product, and in a way that is almost, I don't know, sometimes poetic, often quite seamless, and sometimes you want it to be invisible, and sometimes you want it to have a certain presence. The product is on its shelf life or within its market positioning, within the retail environment or whatever that launch environment is for the product.
What got you connected with Calgary Technologies, Inc.?
The connection with Calgary Technologies, I think, came about because of the way that they facilitate startups. So there's two benefits to us. One is getting access to the people that are already tenants here. The other one is the ability for us to maintain a tenant presence, even if it's as a virtual tenant, and that helps to further our business in a very cost-effective kind of way.
Thank you very much, Barry.
No problem. Thank you.
My name is Jason Kumagai. I work for Greenlee & Associates, Incorporated.
What does Greenlee do?
Primarily, our area of businesses is in the defense community. That's sort of where we got our roots, and most of our projects are defense-related. More recently, we've been doing a lot of them more counterterrorism-related because it's still defense, but it's also gets into the civilian market a little bit more and emergency management services and preventing emergencies and optimizing emergency response. And we also do a lot of ergonomics and human factors and project management for commercial and civilian industries as well. Whoever sort of is interested in our process, they tend to come to us and we help them out as well.
Can you give me an example on the counterterrorism side of a project that you might have worked on?
In the counterterrorism side, we have a project with the City of Ottawa and their emergency management services. And essentially what we're doing is we're using modeling simulation to develop a virtual world of Ottawa so that the planners can develop scenarios and run those scenarios so that emergency management planners can actually see how their plans would play out if something were to actually happen. So this is a visualization tool so that they can actually see how effective their plans would be, see where they would fail and where they need to be improved. And it's also more cost effective because they don't have to actually go out and run these right away. They can actually do a whole bunch of different tests quite quickly. And then once they figure out what scenarios they feel they need to work on, they could then at that point bring it out to actual implementation.
Well, I'm just looking at the demonstration you have on your computer screen here, and this looks like an aerial view of a city. What's happening here?
So in this demonstration, this is the City of Ottawa. It's been modeled in three dimensions so that you can visualize the city. And in that view that you just saw there, there was what we call a plume or an explosion. So it simulates a chemical explosion somewhere down in Ottawa, which is within the realm of possibility. And over time, you would see that plume or that dispersion move over the city depending on the meteorological conditions at the time. And what that would allow planners to do is see what would happen, and they could actually place where fire, emergency management services, ambulance, where they would actually be at the start of that exercise, and then they can task those units to respond. And they could see over time how long it takes them to respond, how the scenario evolves over time, see if what they initially told people to do was actually a good plan or not, whether they're going into zones of danger or not. So as a training tool and as a visualization tool, it really helps a whole bunch of different people around the table see and plan for a similar emergency.
You developed all of this here in Calgary?
Actually, we have a parent company in Ottawa, and the headquarters there, they developed a lot of the Molly simulation was developed out of there. In Calgary, we're linked with local Canadian Forces bases to show them this product, to talk to them about how they could benefit from the results or use it as a training tool, and as an R&D project, help to develop the tool to say so that they can define how that tool should work to effectively help them.
What's your relationship with CTI?
Calgary Technologies Incorporated. Well, we've actually only been in the building for less than 2 months, I guess. So we're very excited about this opportunity to be in an incubator with a number of other technology companies who might benefit from visualization technology or from all the other services that we provide. Essentially to bring their technologies to the defense market or essentially just help to define their products so that they can help meet the needs of the user more effectively.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
My name is Neil Peters, and I'm the Vice President of Business Development at Userful Corporation in Calgary.
Userful, now that's an interesting name. What is that?
It's a company that makes computer software that allows many users to share one computer system.
Where did the idea for that come from?
From our president, Tim Griffin, who wanted to develop a shared library system and worked in conjunction with the University of Calgary to develop the initial prototype, and we've funded it from there over the past 3 or 4 years.
Now, has that been a problem for people in the past?
Most people don't recognize it as a problem, but when you're spending approximately $10,000 per user to maintain a desktop computer, they realize that it is a problem, especially when we can save them about 90% on their total cost of ownership on those computers.
How does it actually work?
Uses a standard computer system that's a commodity type of item, PC made by Intel or AMD or whoever. It uses our special operating system that's a variant of Linux on it that allows you to plug multiple video cards into a standard computer and then hook up multiple monitors, keyboards, and mice, and each person has their own virtual desktop operating system, but sharing, again, one CPU, one set of RAM, one network connection, one operating system. So there's a tenth of the work, a tenth of the expense overall.
Now, you developed that here in Calgary. Are you able to take that and apply that elsewhere?
We've been focused on the public computing market, specifically libraries, over the past 3 or 4 years since we've started. And what we're doing now is unbundling that library-specific system so that we can sell it to resellers who can take the basic 10-to-1 platform that we offer and apply it to other specific vertical markets such as education, call centers, registration and voting systems, internet cafes, etc. Any place where there's more than one computer deployed in reasonable close proximity is a very good fit for our particular software.
What's your involvement been with CTI?
We've been involved with CTI since we've started for the past 3 or 4 years. We've provided them with an in-house internet cafe system that they allow their patrons to sit down and surf the web or do email, etc. And we also share a conference space here, so we use it for presentations anytime that we have a number of people that we need to accommodate.
What do you think of the showcase today?
It's been great. There's a ton of people here, lots of good interest. Nice to see a well-organized event like this in Calgary.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Cheryl. Thank you.
Those were just some of the very talented people featured at the recent Calgary Technologies, Inc. 6th Annual Showcase. I spoke with Neil Peters of Userful Corporation, Jason Kumangai of Greenlee & Associates, Barry Weiland of William Dean Product Design, and Hussam Kanawi of Wireless Edge Canada. Thank you.
Every day, many people choose to make the business commute between Calgary and Edmonton by bus. It's a 3-hour trip that can be very productive if you're connected to the internet. Red Arrow Coach Service has teamed up with the Wireless City program sponsored by Calgary Technologies, Inc. to bring the internet to daily bus travel. Richard Belzil is director of the Wireless City program, and he was keen to show off the wireless Red Arrow bus at the CTI Technology Showcase.
It uses a wireless connection for people's laptops on the coach. So when they're in transit between Calgary and Edmonton and back again, they just open up their laptops. Red Arrow has already provided power for them in their seats, but with this service, they can wirelessly connect to the coach and be able to connect to the internet using that service, which is delivered through TELUS Mobility.
What's special about this?
This is an interesting technology. It uses two connections from the coach, and the load from the passengers is shared between those two connections using a gateway device prepared by Bentec Systems here in Calgary. Mobility Gateways is one of their products. So this is a showcase of their gateway technology. And then once the traffic has hit the land side of the TELUS Mobility network, we run it through a compression server prepared by Wireless Edge Canada, who are one of the other technology participants here. And this device is used to compress the traffic, both HTML text as well as the images that come through as well, to a ratio of about 3-1. So you're able to get about 3 times the data through these mobility circuits that you would otherwise be able to get through.
Is it very difficult to install this system?
The installation is very, very simple. I think that's been one of the pleasant surprises here. Because we use a wireless air link through the coach as well as a wireless connection to the passengers, the module itself doesn't require any cabling in the coach other than just to bring the antennas in from the rooftop of the coach. So it's a very simple installation.
What would be the innovation here for the companies from Calgary?
Well, there is part of it is in the packaging and also understanding people's usage of internet on intercity coach services. So certainly to come up with a package that's as neat and clean as this that you just install in this case just in an overhead luggage rack is a very good innovation. It means that for someone to adopt the technology, it's a very easy thing to do. And then of course you get in the Wireless City environment, we're interested to see, you know, will people use the service? How do they use it? How does it work? We can sort out the technical issues quite well in sort of a laboratory or development environment, but the challenge is, of course, putting it in front of people and seeing how they use it.
I'm still amazed at wireless technology. I still haven't figured out how it is that cell phones really work. You're driving along, and yet you can talk to people, and now you're saying you can do this with the internet. Like, what's the magic behind it?
Well, you know, you'd have to talk to more technical people than I to get much more magic than that. But I think that what you're looking at here is sort of the evolution of packet services, and that is sort of the evolution path for mobility in general. In fact, where this application will go in the near future, I think, is into much higher speed packet services. TELUS Mobility is the provider of internet to the coach. Today, we're using their 1X service. In fact, we're using 2 1X circuits. They have an immediate growth path to EVDO, which we expect this service to be able to migrate to very simply.
What's next for Wireless City?
Oh boy, we've got a lot of different initiatives on the go. We have an interesting initiative going with the City of Calgary, looking at wireless on Calgary C trains. And I would say there's one or two others in the pipe there that we're probably a little too soon to talk about.
Well, congratulations. It's great.
Well, thank you very much.
That was Richard Belzil, Director of Wireless City for Calgary Technologies, Inc. Also on hand was Joel Trudell, General Manager of Red Arrow.
We got involved in the consortium through a lead from Spruce Meadows, who we do some work with out there. And they put us on to Richard Bezel, and hence the project team was born.
What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, with this project, we're hoping to provide our passengers with yet one more convenience to make our trip productive. We want them to have access to their internet, their webmail. Business today is more and more internet-driven, and hence we see the need that we've got to move in that direction. Not only is it for business, though, but if somebody wants to communicate through SMS or a messaging system. That's now applicable with any type of wirelessly enabled laptop computer.
What were the challenges that you had to overcome?
200 miles of road. obviously the challenge with doing something of this nature is providing high enough speed that it's of any value to anyone. The distance that you cover, because it is a 200-mile stretch, you are limited to only certain types of technology, satellite, cellular, and the speeds that those produce. And those have been some of the biggest ones we've found.
How about cost?
Well, cost is always a factor, and it's a concern. We've been fortunate to find a lot of key supplies from this consortium, and the cost hasn't been too exorbitant to the date.
Now, this is going to be on the bus that's going between Edmonton and Calgary. Do you have other routes that you would put this on?
Right now, with this current solution, it's a cellular base, so it does dictate a lot of cell tower and coverage. We don't see this going anywhere currently outside the Calgary-Edmonton corridor. Once Fort McMurray cell structure becomes a little bit more stable, we would entertain putting it on there.
How does this place you in terms of your competitors?
Well, I think this gives us another leg up, not only from a convenience factor, but a productivity factor. I mean, we are probably the only company in Alberta, no doubt about it, that can, you know, toot their own horn and say, yeah, we have this. There's no ground transportation and or air transportation provider that has a similar solution.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Joel Trudell, General Manager of Red Arrow Motor Coach Service. I also spoke with Richard Belzil, Director of the Wireless City Program for Calgary Technologies, Inc. Both were demonstrating the new wireless connections for Red Arrow at the CTI Technology Showcase in Calgary. That brings Innovation Alberta to a close for this week. The interviews you heard during this program are posted as audio files and as written transcripts on our website at innovationalberta.com. And you can keep up to date on technology and research events by subscribing to our weekly newsletter, Innovation Alberta Online. Innovation Alberta is sponsored by Calgary Technologies, Inc., Japan Canada Oil Sands Limited, Alberta Research Council, Alberta Gaming Research Institute, the University of Lethbridge, Alberta Innovation and Science, Alberta Ingenuity Fund, the Sustainable Forest Management Network, ICOR, the Informatics Circle of Research Excellence, the Alberta Conservation Association, Science Alberta Foundation, Ducks Unlimited Canada, and the NSERC ACR Integrated Landscape Management Chair. Innovation Alberta is mixed at Riverdale Recorders and is a Porcupine Stone production. I'm Cheryl Croucher.